Welcome to the Undercurrent Podcast. I'm your host, Liana Lumawig, life coach, surfer, and ex-corporate girl living in Bali. I've been in unfulfilling jobs and relationships that used to drain my energy and confidence to the point where I was miserable. If you can relate, this podcast is for you. I'm here to tell you that you don't have to stay stuck and settle for anything less than what makes you happy. You can choose how to work, love, and live on your terms. And this podcast will show you how. Let's dive in. My first year of college, I used to pull all-nighters on a regular basis. I was hustling. I had two jobs. I went to two different schools at the same time while also trying to maintain a semblance of a social life. So here's how the day went. I'd like work all day, go to a cafe in the evening until they closed, like around midnight. And then I'd get home and work from the kitchen table until the sun came up sometimes. And then I'd drive to school. I was chronically exhausted and stressed. I didn't even know that it wasn't normal to not be sleepy all the time. So I always considered myself as an ambitious person, right? But if I could speak to my younger self right now, I'd tell her to slow the fuck down. You're doing the most, girl, and it's not healthy. But if she were to be listening, actually, she wouldn't be listening to me, though. And she was busy doing all the things and driving herself hard. I struggled with perfectionism back then, and I didn't notice how much it ruled my life until I went to therapy. And I met people who lived perfectly imperfect lives and were thriving. And when I saw this, a big light bulb went off. And I realized that I could actually heal this part of me. I could stress less and have a more fulfilling life when I wasn't trying to be perfect all the time. If you struggle with perfectionism too, this podcast is for you. So in this episode, I'm going to talk all about perfectionism. What it is, the different types of perfectionism, the causes, the signs, also why women of color are prone to perfectionism, and some helpful tips to overcome it. And as a side note, I'm still in the process of healing from perfectionism. So I made a lot of progress, but I think it'll always be something I'm working on. So I'll be sharing what I learned that's been helpful from my research and my own personal experience. But I'm not here to school you on a story that sounds like, hey, I did it and so can you. So I know it's not a quick fix and that it's a lifelong process for most of us. So I just want to say I'm right here with you, alongside you, and I hope this helps in any way wherever you're at in your journey. So what is perfectionism? The experts define perfectionism as a combination of excessively high personal standards and overly critical self-evaluations. Some view having perfectionist behavior as a positive thing. This is called adaptive perfectionism or healthy perfectionism. So this type is characterized by having high standards for yourself as well as others. These types of people can be persistent even when things get tough. When you have healthy perfectionism, you're goal-oriented, and it's usually seen kind of in one area of your life. Like if you're a perfectionist with work, like that's the only area where you excel to the point where it's like almost perfect. Or if you are an artist or you're super creative, like for professional athletes, they're a great example of healthy perfectionism. So they're hyper-focused on achieving their goals in their career. But they don't have the same level of perfectionism in all the other areas of their lives, right? So here's an example of adaptive perfectionism. You might describe yourself as a perfectionist when it comes to your job, right? Because you always do your best, you work hard, and you meet your goals. But if you don't always meet them, it's not a huge deal. So this is a healthy type of perfectionism because it focuses on the positive and it motivates you to do well. Maladaptive or unhealthy perfectionism, on the other hand, is when you take it to the extreme. It's when you worry too much about past mistakes or you fear making mistakes in general. You might be insecure or question whether you're doing everything right. You might be concerned about the high expectations of others, such as your parents or your partners or your employers. Another sign is that you use fear as a motivator, right? This type of perfectionism runs your life. It affects every aspect, unlike, you know, the athlete example that I used. It's kind of the way you do everything, right? You try and be perfect everywhere in everything that you do, which is a recipe for anxiety and stress. So if you consider yourself a control freak, this is a clear sign of maladaptive perfectionism. For example, you might take an hour overthinking and writing a simple email that someone else would take a few minutes to write. Another example is not being able to step out of the house unless you look perfect, unless you look super fly, because you don't think you could be liked or respected if you don't show up in this way, right? You might spend a lot of your time in fear and anxiety if you don't meet your high standards. These ways of coping are unhealthy because they focus on the negative parts, right? And they also focus on things that you usually can't control anyway. So there are actually three different types of maladaptive perfectionism, right? The first one is self-oriented perfectionism, which is basically expecting yourself to be perfect, which causes you to worry like unnecessarily. The second one is other-oriented perfectionism, which is expecting others to be perfect. And when you're doing this, you can have negative relationships in your life because people don't want to be around you if they feel criticized all the time. And then the third one is socially prescribed perfectionism. So this is thinking other people expect you to be perfect. And so this has you performing for love and thinking people only like you when you perform, right? And this is the most dangerous out of all of the three because it's the type of perfectionism that most leads to suicidal ideation out of the three. So what causes perfectionism? So perfectionism is driven by putting pressure on ourselves, like doing things or not doing things to avoid failure or being judged. Another thing that causes perfectionism is that you have a fear of judgment or disapproval from others. It can also be influenced by society and culture. So the younger generation has more perfectionistic tendencies than older generations, actually. It's been increasing over the last couple of decades, and I think it's actually getting worse because of social media. Early childhood experiences, like having parents with unrealistically high expectations, can also play a role in causing perfectionism. For me, I was pretty much raised to be a perfectionist. My parents grew up like with nothing, right? They didn't have a lot. They had little resources as immigrants and taught me that if I hustled and had super high standards for myself, that I could achieve a successful life and career. They even had a reward system for my report card. Like I would get $10 for every A, and if I got straight A's, I'd get a bonus of $50 on top of that. And for me, that was a lot of money back then. I was programmed to perform and programmed to be perfect. So women of color are actually more prone to perfectionism. There's a saying in the Black community that says, you gotta work twice as hard to get half as far. And this isn't just an aphorism. It's kind of true for BIPOC and marginalized communities. Like here are some statistics to back it up. Women are better educated, but they're undervalued. They graduate from college at higher rates than men, but they get paid less, even in the exact same jobs. And the pay gap is even bigger if you're a woman of color, right? Women of color lose out on millions of dollars over the course of their career compared to white men because of this pay gap. And it's not because they're settling, right? It's not because they're keeping quiet. They actually, like women, actually negotiate for promotions and ask for raises more than men. But they just don't get it. They just don't get what they deserve. So they gotta work harder, They got to be better and still aren't valued or paid the same. You see how this works? Do you think you're a perfectionist? Here are six signs that you might be. First one is your standards are way too high. So striving to reach big goals is a sign of an ambitious person, right? But it starts to become a problem when you set your goals out of reach. Let's just say you studied super hard for an exam, like really hard, and you end up passing. But then you start beating yourself up because you think, you know what? If I was better or smarter, I wouldn't have had to study that hard to pass. Now, come on, like that's unreasonable. Another sign is you feel like a failure if you don't meet your goals. For most people, it's a bummer when you don't do what you say you are going to do. But for perfectionists, it's on a whole different level. They beat themselves up and dwell on even the smallest task they didn't get done. It's a lot of energy. You've got all or nothing thinking. This is when you think in black and white, right? Either you're amazing or you're a total loser. Let's just say that you meet someone new and you hit it off romantically. And if they don't text you back right away, you start thinking, oh, maybe they've moved on, or maybe they think I'm a shitty person, or maybe I did something wrong to change their mind. Instead of thinking, maybe they just might be busy. Another sign of perfectionism is you criticize yourself a lot. Perfectionists are really hard on themselves. You know, if you're a perfectionist, you've got a negative voice inside your head that is loud, that is cruel, and highly critical. When you make a mistake, you judge yourself and you don't show yourself a whole lot of compassion. And you might also be critical of other people. Another sign is that you use fear as a motivator. Instead of being goal-oriented, your motivations might come directly from fear. Like for me, I remember I used to take up so much time doing my hair and makeup, making it perfect. And I would even wear high heels that hurt my feet so much to the point where I booked a session with a podiatrist, like a foot doctor. And they said, if I keep wearing these heels, I'm going to need surgery. And I kept doing it because I felt like if I wasn't put together all the time, I wouldn't be liked or seen as professional enough or worthy enough. And the last sign is results are the only thing that matters to you, right? So sometimes there's a lot of learning and growth in the pursuit of achieving a goal. But if you're a perfectionist, though, this part of the journey doesn't matter at all. The only thing that you're focused on is the achievement part, right? That end part. And you can't really enjoy the learning process. So I wasn't aware of how much this pattern was running my life. I was used to it. I didn't realize all of the negative impacts it had. So if you struggle, like I did, and I still do with perfectionism, here are ways that it can negatively impact your life and well-being. So the problems, right? Perfectionists tend to achieve less and they stress more than regular high achievers. Because it's almost impossible to reach a goal when the bar is set too damn high. They procrastinate a lot because subconsciously they don't want to fail, so they don't even start. They have a hard time being creative because they don't want to get it wrong or be judged by other people. And because perfectionists are control freaks, they step in and try to control everything, like situations, people, everything. And this could put stress on you and your relationships. And the stress caused by perfectionism can lead to feelings of anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, eating disorders, sleep problems, poor mental health, and even suicidal impulses. So if you struggle with perfectionism, you don't need to stay struggling. There is a way out. So here are three ways where you can start to overcome perfectionism. You can practice positive self-talk and be more compassionate to yourself. You can challenge your negative thoughts, right? Every time a negative thought comes up, you can create space and question, hey, are these thoughts true? And if they're not, you can create a new narrative for yourself. And then the third way is you can practice mindfulness and learn how to focus on the present without worrying as much about the past or the future. And simply be aware. Like when this pattern shows up, you can be more conscious of how you want to respond to these situations versus automatically reacting. So that's all I got for you today. I hope it was helpful for you and inspires you to be more compassionate with yourself. And if you like this episode, take a screenshot and share it in your stories. And don't forget to tag us at The Undercurrent Podcast. Thanks so much, fam, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Undercurrent Podcast. If we're not yet connected on Instagram, give me a follow at Leanna Lumawig and at The Undercurrent Podcast. For more tips on how to design your life on your terms, or if you'd like to reach out, visit leannalumawig.com, or you can always DM me on Instagram at The Undercurrent Podcast. Take care, my friends, and see you next week.